This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Icy roads, canceled flights, power outages. It's a snowy mess out there for millions of Americans. A dangerous winter storm is dumping snow in the Northeast after walloping the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic yesterday. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
The highest snowfall totals thus far from the system kind of focus across the Western Carolinas and the higher terrain there and across Northeast Ohio into Western New York. Both those areas have some totals 12 to 16 inches of snow.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Parts of the Southeast were glazed over. Snow, ice, and high winds toppled down tree limbs and power lines. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, even Florida were hard hit. More than 1,200 flights were canceled at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Police reported hundreds of weather-related collisions, including a fatal crash in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Novak Djokovic is back home in Serbia after being deported from Australia because he was not vaccinated against COVID, ending his hopes of defending his Australian Open title. But this morning, the new question is, will he be barred from the next Grand Slam tournament, the French Open? A member of the French Parliament says a new law that will exclude unvaccinated people from sports venues, restaurants, and other public places will apply to anyone who wants to play in the tournament. The British have arrested two teenagers in connection with the drama at a Texas synagogue over the weekend, but they're not explaining why at the moment. An armed British man, Malik Faisal Akram, was killed Saturday night after the last hostages ran out of the suburban Fort Worth synagogue. The FBI says this was terrorism-related. Chinese President Xi Jinping opened the World Economic Forum virtual gathering this morning by saying, "We need to discard the Cold War mentality." This is AP News. Now to North Korea and its latest missile launch. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
North Korea's fired two short-range missiles into the sea in its fourth weapons launch this month. South Korea's military says the suspected ballistic missiles flew around 236 miles on a maximum altitude of 26 miles before landing off the country's northeastern coast. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command adds the missile launches have highlighted the destabilizing impact of the North's illicit weapons program. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning to a tried and true tactic of pressuring his neighbors and the U.S. with missile launches and outrageous threats before offering negotiations meant to extract concessions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.